Chapter 69, The Reality. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. The Sure Reality. What is the Sure Reality? And what will make you know what the Sure Reality is? The Thamud and Ard people denied the coming of the calamity. As for Thamud, they were destroyed by the awful cry. And as for Ard, they were destroyed by a furious, violent wind, which Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so you could see men lying overthrown as if they were hollow trunks of date palms. Do you see any remnants of them? And Pharaoh and those before him and the overthrown cities committed sin, and they disobeyed their Lord's messenger, so he punished them with a strong punishment. Surely, when the water rose beyond its limits, we carried you in the floating ship, that we might make it a remembrance for you, and that the keen ear may hear and understand it. Then when the trumpet will be blown with one blow, and the earth and the mountains shall be removed from their places, and crumble with a single crushing, then on that day shall the great event befall, and the heaven will split asunder, for on that day it will be frail and torn up. And the angels will be on its sides, and 8 angels will on that day bear the throne of your Lord above them. That day you shall be brought to judgment. Not a single secret of yours will be hidden. Then, as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, he will say, "Take this, read my record. Surely I believe that I would meet my account." So he shall be in a life well-pleasing, in a lofty paradise, with fruit in bunches which will be low and near at hand. Eat and drink with ease for that which you have sent before you in days past. But as for him who will be given his record in his left hand, he will say, "I wish that I had not been given my record, and that I had never known of my account. I wish that it would have been my end. My wealth has not availed me. My power and arguments have failed me." It will be said, "Seize him and fetter him, then throw him into the blazing fire, then fasten him with a chain of which the length is 70 cubits. Surely he did not believe in Allah, the Most Great, and did not urge the feeding of the poor, so he has no friend here this day. Nor any food except filth from the washing of wounds, none will eat except the sinners and disbelievers. So I swear by whatever you see, and by whatever you do not see, that this is surely the word of an honored messenger. It is not the word of a poet, little is it that you believe. Nor is it the word of a soothsayer, little is it that you remember. This is a revelation sent down from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. And if he, Muhammad, had forged a false saying concerning us, we would surely have seized him by his right hand, and then certainly would have cut off the artery of his heart. And none of you could prevent us from punishing him. And surely this Quran is a reminder for the pious. And surely we know that there are some among you that deny it. And indeed, it will be an anguish for the disbelievers on the day of resurrection. And surely it is an absolute truth with certainty. So glorify the name of your Lord, the Most Great.